are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Well, in this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Rounds Financial and May Adam, and joining me this morning in studio, we have Art Smith. Good morning, Art. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, I made it in, and with the crunchiness out there, we were just talking about that. Stay safe outside.
Yes.
And drive slow. It looks like everybody was pretty much doing that. We've had plenty of practice.
Absolutely.
With that here lately, at least this winter season, but it's out there again. It looks like the city has already treated the slowdown parts in the intersections, which is nice. But
yes.
Just take it easy. It's drivable, but you want to be safe.
Most definitely. Yeah, we got a little bit of that ice with the sleet last night, so that made things a little interesting.
Yeah, it's been a long winter.
It really has. But one way we can have some fun and just try to kind of put that out of our mind, there's a concert coming up.
We do, Peer Concert Series, one week from tonight, 7 o'clock at Riggs Theater. We have Dan Miller and his Cowboy Music Review, and it's the... If you've not heard them, hopefully we can bring up some music of theirs here soon. And it's a trio, I believe. Sometimes they have a bassist accompaniment. Mm-hmm. But nice trio that's been together. They do a lot of touring. This year, they are going to, I think it's 11 different states. And in 6 weeks, and I think it's more than 6 weeks, and they have 28 concerts. I think it's more than 28. But they have been together for 18 years. They have gone to 70 foreign countries. So it's family friendly. It's very nice harmony and traditional Western music type stuff. So
I was going to say, there's not a lot of groups out there still playing the old cowboy songs.
Well, and they aren't. And I don't know if it's a dying thing or people just want to go a different direction. But
right.
Anyhow, if you are a fan of good musicianship, if you're a fan of good harmony, if you're a fan of old style country western gospel type stuff, this is the one that you don't want to miss. Again, it's going to be at Riggs on March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Riggs Theater there. That is going to be 1 week from tonight, and
right.
And I hope everyone can make it.
Absolutely. Here's a little taste of what they're doing. We've been playing in the background. Western medley is so a little bit of everything. They got the fiddle, they got the guitars, and that's the great thing about cowboy music is, for those that love it, it's just a great time. And like you said, it is super family friendly.
For very everybody. Definitely. Yeah, very definitely. And we're happy to be producing this or hosting them. We have great assistance. We have two benefactors for this concert, Feigen Funeral Home and Cattleman's Restaurant. So, and Cattleman's is new for us, especially for this season. So, hope you can come out. The Peer Concert Series, this year we have 4 concerts. Next year we'll have 5 concerts.
Okay.
And we have one more coming up this year still. Brothers is the name of it, and that's going to be in May 8th, at a location to be announced at this point, but we'll have plenty of time to get that to you.
Fantastic.
And we try to bring in some different music from outside the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how many years the concert series has been around, but we are around this year. We're going to be around for a long time, and we do enjoy putting these on, and it's just a different type of music than most that comes into town.
It really is. And if folks want to get tickets, can they get them ahead or just right at the door?
Right at the door is fine. Okay. We have a single admission ticket there. We have seasonal tickets. At the Brothers, there will be a special deal on buying tickets for the next year, and a lot of people do that because every year the prices kind of go up a tiny bit, and our deal is if you buy them at the last concert of the season, you get them at this year's price. And
okay.
If you wait and see something that comes in the mail and you respond to that, you will be paying a little bit more. So, and if for some reason you're not going to be able to make next week's concert, you're a parole violation, you're not going to be able to make May concert, get a hold of one of us. I think pretty much everybody knows where I work, and out at the Garden Center, get a hold of me out there. And you know, if you're looking to buy some season tickets for next mm-hmm. year and you want to get it at this year's prices, get a hold of me, and I'll get the right person to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good. Should be a good show next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to be wearing my boots and maybe my hat.
There you go. Sounds like a good plan. So make some plans next Wednesday to go see the Dan Miller Group.
It's Dan Miller and his Cowboy Review. Wednesday, 8th of March at Riggs Theater, 7 p.m.
Going to be a fun time. Well, thank you for stopping in, Art.
You bet.
Thanks
for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Art Smith joining us. The Pier Concert Series is going to be a good one next Wednesday. So make sure you make some plans to go out to Riggs and enjoy that concert. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Rounds Financial and May Adams.